Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and afterwards he addressed the crowd gathered on the west side of the Capitol building.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
Mr. Trump vowed to restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment. He touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, saying that America would seek friendship with the world. While Mr. Trump was being inaugurated Friday, anti-Trump demonstrations took place in the streets of Washington, where more than 200 people were arrested after damaging some property. There also were demonstrations in other U.S. cities and in other countries as well. About 200,000 are expected to participate today in the Women's March here in Washington. Organizers say they want to remind the Trump administration many Americans want Obamacare, a women's right to choose, and other established concepts. After the inauguration, former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle left for a vacation in California. At the airport outside Washington, Mr. Obama spoke to the crowd gathered.
This has been the privilege of my life, and I know I speak for Michelle as well. And you know, we look forward to continuing this journey with all of you. And I can't wait to see what you do next. And I promise you I'll be right there with you. All right. God bless you.
President Obama also reached out to Americans using his original Twitter account at Barack Obama. This is VOA News. Powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwestern Pakistan today, killing at least 20 people, wounding more than 40 others. Early morning blast occurred in the administrative center of Kuram tribal district on the Afghan border. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the attack. Pakistan's tribal belt has long served as a shelter for local and foreign militants, but officials say recent massive army-led anti-militancy operations have largely cleared the area. A U.S. defense official told VOA an American airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria. Order came from outgoing President Obama in the last major military attack against the terror group that he ordered. The camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it as a basic military training site. A bus carrying schoolchildren crashed into northern Italy and burst into flames today, killing 14 of the young passengers. A bus carrying students, most of them from Hungary, and boys between the ages of 14 and 18, when it struck a pylon and caught fire on a motorway near Verona. The vehicle came from France and was in transit through Italy to return to Hungary. The bus driver may have been killed in the accident. Dozens were injured and rushed to hospitals following the accident. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. Workers dug for many hours through deep snow and debris in their search for 30 missing people, including four children staying at the luxury mountain resort. Those are rescuers excited and about the rescue of those people today. The avalanche that hit that hotel in the town of Farandole likely was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. An investigation into the tragedy has been opened by a court, with some saying the emergency response was simply too slow. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded not guilty to charges of running a massive drug trafficking operation in North America, overseeing murders and kidnappings. He arrived in New York from Mexico on an extradition. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.